Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and friend CJ, Jimmy the Helper Boy, Pete from Scuba Board, and then we have two mermaids, Mermaid Angela, Mermaid Jen. They got a couple friends with them, and if that weren't enough, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, here as well. And she's been learning from the role-playing from last hour as Pete and Angela acted as diver or snorkeler and manatee, and Kelly observed, and I think she's ready. I think she's ready to go encounter the Florida manatee at Crystal River this Thursday. We're going to go over there and do a little tour with the friends at Birds Underwater.
Pete, she's got that nuzzling thing down, I'm telling you.
Does she now, does she have to get into the demonstration? Have you actually went over there and approached her like a manatee?
I was hoping I'd have, you know, both her and everything. Angela. I'm okay. I'm good to go.
Really? You don't, you've
I'm
had enough?
Ready to go. I don't need to learn anything else.
All right. Angela, would you do you think there needs to be some more role-playing here? Or?
No, I think we got everything. Kelly looks pretty,
thank you, Angela.
Pretty good. Or you could go on savethemanatee.org, and you can read up on all the roles and everything there.
Oh, okay. All right.
So no further
No further scenario. Demonstrations are necessary?
Yes. We're good.
I think, okay. I've been fired.
Yes,
and of course, Kelly, if you have any other questions about how exactly to deal with that sort of situation, you can rent a night at the Roxbury.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
Me neither.
But it probably has something to do with...
translate to Portuguese. Come on.
Yeah, is that what it is? Okay, maybe. All right, well, let's move on. We've delved into the manatee thing. We're going to talk to the folks at Birds Underwater a little bit later on, so we'll get back to this topic. But as I mentioned earlier in the show today, we have scheduled our first Live Aboard dive adventure with our friends from Explorer Ventures, the official Live Aboard company of Scuba Radio. And we have Clay on from Explorer Ventures right now. How you doing, Clay? Welcome.
Welcome to you. How are things going down there?
We're doing fine. We're having role-playing day here at Scuba Radio, and... we've discussed the proper way to interact with a manatee. Now it's time to take those skills to a more exotic locale, like we're planning for February 28th, I believe, in Sabah, right?
That's I understand that's correct. Congratulations. Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time we actually went out together, you were on that trip, too. Me, you, and Pete.
I was, and you know, coincidentally, about, I don't know, it might have been a decade ago, we had a manatee show up at Sabah.
Really? Well, there you go. So those the skills that we've, you know, we've actually made Pete play the manatee today.
Actually, Greg, I think that was me, and they just mistook me. For
no, it was not. But
come on, Pete.
Yeah, that sounds like something Pete would do, doesn't it? but in all seriousness, no, it was all good. It was all fun. And you know, you never know. Maybe those skills will come in handy when we head out there February 28th.
You run an entirely great boat, I have to say. That was a wonderful experience. The food was great. Of course, I always look for the food. Look how I'm built. But everything about your boat was just awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, and that's the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard, right?
That's right. Now, I remember, you know, Pete, I really had high hopes that last time we were on board you were relaxing pretty well, but I, you know, my enduring memory of you is seeing you sitting there crouched on the dock with your laptop in hand getting free Wi-Fi to check in on the website.
Got to check in on the Scuba Board, man. I can't leave that alone for a whole week.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't stay offline. He had to work it in. But, you know, that's one of the nice things about this Live Aboard. You actually go into many ports compared to other liveaboard trips where you're pretty much at sea for most of the week. This is what really sets this itinerary apart, right?
Yeah, it's I mean, we started running that itinerary in 1987, and it's been, you know, believe it or not, it's been unique ever since. We've got, you know, four different islands that we visit during the week. It's obviously a dedicated, you know, five-dive-a-day liveaboard. But if you want to skip a dive or two, we offer island tours at all the islands that we visit, and there's a lot of history and a lot of good stuff to see. So it's not doesn't have to be just a dive trip if you want to get off and explore a little bit, see some of the local history and culture and all that.
That's right. Well, and we've talked about this before, even on today's show. We mentioned Joshua Daniels. He's still kicking. He's still doing that Declaration of Independence little tour thing in Astatia, or do you know?
I don't know. I haven't heard for the last 6 months or so, but I think so.
Okay.
According to Lynn, he's not doing the tour anymore. In fact, the last time she saw him, he was in bed. But Chocolate, his second in command, is doing the actual tour.
Oh, okay.
Well, we're going to get a glimpse of that historic document that's taped to a glass thing with duct tape. But surely it's legit, and who cares if it's not, because it's a great story regardless.
Exactly.
Like always, Greg, we have you go to all these exotic dive locations, and we hear about goats, pigs, and the Declaration of Independence duct taped to glass.
Yes. Well, I do my best when it comes to covering the world as we see it. Now,
well, you are sort of getting caught in a rut there, Greg, I guess.
Yeah, well.
And that's the way it was.
Yeah, but, you know, it is those little side trips, those little adventures, the people that you meet on Saba, Astatia, St. Kitts, St. Martin even. That's really what really makes this particular dive adventure stand out beyond the others, as far as just a different type of thing. It's all about variety and mixing it up a little bit, I think. What do you think, Clay?
I think so. I mean, that itinerary has probably our highest repeat guest ratio, and I think there's one gentleman that's been on that trip about 60 times over the course
that's
of the last
Scott.
15 years too. No, not Scott. Not Scott. Another guy.
Yeah, another guy.
Wow. Scott's been on it a bunch too.
Yeah, matter of fact, he's coming with us on that trip on February 28th. Right now, it looks like it'll be me, Scott, and Mermaid Angela is talking about joining us for that adventure.
Very cool.
And we have, I think there are a few spots left if someone wants to come on board. You guys are running some kind of new Bring a Buddy promotion. What's that all about, Clay?
Yeah, we're running our Bring a Buddy special on that trip, and another, I think, February 14th on the Saba boat. And basically, if you've traveled with us before, you bring somebody down that hasn't traveled with us before, and you get 20% off for each person that's new to the fleet that you bring. So. So it's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, you know, and we're going to bring our typical shenanigans to the February 28th adventure. And, you know, you might want to take a look at that because, you know, take advantage of that last minute deal. Who knows what we might bring on board?
Now, you know,
we have a tendency to bring a few goodies for the people that share or put up with us, I should say, maybe.
If they haven't been on a liveaboard, they need to know one thing.
What's that?
Diving cannot be easier. You have one tank for the whole week. You set it up one time.
And you just breathe really slowly.
And
When
you get
right?
up, you don't even take your gear off that tank. They fill the tank right up there. They've got the whips out. They do a great job. You get nitrox. They fill it perfectly. Every time, you don't have a worry in the world because all that diving stuff is just taken care of for you. All you got to do is splash and get out of the water.
How's that sound to you, Angela?
I'm excited.
Yeah, you have not done a liveaboard trip
yet.
No,
I haven't.
So this will be her first Scuba Radio liveaboard. Trip, let alone liveaboard experience, period. And you're really going right for the top, you know, if you're on there with us, because that's going to be quite an adventure. So you got this last-minute promotion where bring a buddy and you save 20%. Got a few spots on that February 28th position or itinerary, as well as a few other weeks in February. But I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Clay, but now the CX2, the boat that does the Saba itinerary, is split up 6 months out of the year in Saba or that itinerary, and then it moves up north to the Bahamas, right? So it's going to be tougher if you want to get in on this itinerary now. This is a great opportunity because, well, I think that's one of the last weeks before you move, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of weeks later, we'll be taking the boat down to the southern Bahamas, or over and up, I guess you should say, to the southern Bahamas.
Right.
And running the itinerary there for 6 months, and then heading back to the northeastern Caribbean. While it's in the Bahamas, we'll be doing the dive and dolphin trips that you tried to get on this last year.
Well, I'm going to try again.
Dang those hurricanes.
Yes.
Really? Can you believe it?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to try that again. That actually, the plan is for 2009 for us to get out on 4 explorer venture trips.
Wow, that's a cool thing.
It's once a quarter kind of thing. So the one in February will be the first. And then we're trying to look, you know, we're looking at some dates maybe in June, July, and then I think August. I guess it's September. It's the dolphin trips in the Bahamas, right?
Yep. It's from the end of August through early mid-October.
All right. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, is looking at me like yes and giving me the thumbs up. Like what? What are you saying, Kelly?
I want to go scuba dive with dolphins.
What whales. What about a fake manatee? Well, you just...
That's with Angela.
Yeah, you're going to leave
it's
that?
All me.
Okay.
It's all for me.
I feel lucky.
All right, well, then maybe we should recreate the whole interaction for Kelly. CJ's right here, and I'll tell you what, he's sleek and slimming in this gray T-shirt he's got on. I think he looks a lot like a dolphin.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's waxed one or two. So what do you think, Kelly? Would you like to do a little role play with Kelly? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, he's a cute dolphin.
All right, CJ,
dolphin.
Act like a dolphin. Wow. Whoa. Don't get that too good.
Oh,
don't get so
God.
Close to her like that. Did you like that, Kelly?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, okay. See, Clay, this is where we're getting them geared up, or I don't know.
Hands off the blowhole.
Oh, boy. Well, this is what you need to do, I think, before some of your liveaboard trips to be properly prepared, don't you think, Clay?
I think that's definitely the case. As soon as I can figure out what exactly it is that you're doing, then
You don't really want to know. That's the beauty of being on radio as opposed to video. There's so many things we can do that you really shouldn't. Or at least have documented with video footage. Wow. Okay. But anyway, maybe we'll have to get Kelly out on the dolphin thing. We'll see how we'll work from manatees first, Kelly, because they'll do that Thursday, and then maybe we'll look at the dolphin thing there in September and see if we can make that happen. Yes, Bill.
So, but isn't that going to be during football season? Is football season good for you for diving? I'm just wondering. I mean, she's a big fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. I don't know what that means, and it's some kind of code for something. But we'll just leave that at that. Now, exploreventures.com, you can get information on the web about the Bring a Buddy promotion, plus the 555, which is what, Clay?
That's our loyalty program. Basically, if you have traveled with us and you get off the boat within 5 weeks of your arrival home, you can book with us at 5% deposit, 5% a month, and get 5% off your next trip. You can reschedule it 120 days out, no charge, and go from there.
That's a great deal. 555 promotion. Bring a buddy as well. All right. ExploreAdventures.com. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. Out of all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, before I forget, one thing I forgot to get across when we had Clay on, Explore Ventures just dropped their fuel surcharge by like $65 or $70 for their Caribbean liveaboard destinations. And that is a welcome sign, I think, for many divers they get those fuel charges are pretty steep. Sometimes a little bit of a surprise, and, you know, everybody has got to do what they got to do to, you know, stay viable, And being that the gas prices have come down, they're passing it along to the customers. So that's a very good sign.
And this is in lieu of the plan which I had suggested to Clay when we spoke to him last, which was to have customers soak all their clothes in gasoline. And you get a $10 off if you squeeze the gasoline out of your clothes right at the start of the liveaboard.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is true that that was my idea. It's not true that they're doing it.
Right, okay.
We can see it was his idea. That was obvious.
This is true. All right, so you're good to go. And once again, just go exploreventures.com. And if you want to join us for a last-minute trip, February 28th, that's the boat we're going to be on in Sabah. We'd love to see you there, and we'll definitely make a party of it. And speaking of parties, what party is complete without our good friend stopping in every once in a while? And that would be Bob Evans from the Force Fan Corporation. Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Hey, happy New Year, Greg.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, listen, don't worry about gas prices. Just put down your fins and push the boat out there.
That's right. Just walk around in fins up and down the street, and then people just throw money at you because they'll think you need help or something, and I don't know. But it's, and, you know, it's all about efficiency when it comes to the force fin, let alone the flying force fin, which is the special design that you've hooked up for our listeners at Scuba Radio, and you got a big announcement about that today, right, Bob?
You bet. The good news is what we've been, for the last couple of years, giving them away for special to support Scuba Radio. Now we're bringing them in four sizes. I'm just completing today at the office the XXXXL. Bill, you can put it over your head. The foot pocket's so big.
Outstanding. You know what they say about people with big feet, right?
Yeah, you
bet. Yeah, they need big fins.
Need big fins or small fins. Depending. So we're going to make them in Tan Delta material.
Yeah.
The deal is $400 for Scuba Radio people. The only place you're going to get them is for Scuba Radio. This is our way of supporting you, Greg.
Well, you are the man. These are the fins that I use. I'll be using them in Sabah. They pack more compact than most fins, and they're lighter. They're indestructible. They look cool, too.
Well, you know, the neat story is the next time someone gets into a jet and they look at it, those wingtips that are up curved now, that came out of force fin being put in Boeing's wind tunnel for the Stars and Stripes keel. And what they found at that time was the force fin was the perfect shape and size for a fin. Anything longer than 14 or 16 inches picks up drag forces. So ultimately, its size and material, it's you couldn't get any better than that. Anything longer than that starts to pick up drag forces. But what they noticed was, in that wind tunnel, off the wingtips of the force fin, they had a vortices coming off of it. And that was where our fin, and amongst a lot of other things, that's where the technology, I mean, it's a phenomenal story. That's where the story came from these upcurved wingtips that we see in all the jets. So you have a chance of having them on your fins. You have a chance of supporting Scuba Radio. And they're made here in the U.S. And they're in ruby red, sapphire blue, emerald green, amethyst purple, amber gold, and smoke black. So any Scuba Radio person, all they have to do is call them and say, hey, this is my size, and this is the color Tan Delta material I want. They're still signed and numbered, and they're awesome.
Really are cool fins, and they work well. You can walk around with them on the dive boat because they're shorter than most traditional fins, and they're extremely comfortable to boot.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you can only get them is if you call up Force Fins and tell them you want the special Scuba Radio deal for my buddy Bob Evans. 1-800-FIN-SWIM is the number. 1-800-FIN-SWIM for Force Fins. Get your flying for Force Fins today. And if you have the XXXXL, well, I envy you. And I'll leave it at that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. Clarify something. You know, Bob is faking bigger sizes of the flying Forespin. He, for the longest time, he only had the size XL available, which is, you know, that's a size that fits most average guys, especially. But they're making bigger fins, bigger sizes for obviously bigger shoe wearers, but also for people that wear like wetsuits or dry suit booties. And massive boots in cold water environments. You
like
need,
me.
Yeah, well, and you need like an XXXL type size to be able to accommodate a dive boot that, you know, substantial. So that's really why they need force fins in bigger sizes. And it's not necessarily because, you know, the diver might be willing, you know, or more, you know.
There are more of us out there wearing actual dive boots rather than dive booties. And,
right.
And you know, it just, especially after you had ankle surgery or something like that, the dive boots just make a lot of sense. But, boy, they require a lot bigger foot pocket.
Right. But you know, we'll keep that amongst us guy divers.
Earth top.
And just say that, yeah, the reason we need bigger fins is because, you know, big feet, big, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I
keep reality, hearing. It's because, you know, they're boots and they're thick and we need them. Yes, Bill?
I'm just saying, don't you need bigger foot pocket if you got fatter feet? Not necessarily, you know, like bigger feet?
Well, it's length or girth. Is that what you're trying to say?
This is from the guy who wants to soak all our clothes in gasoline to get some cheaper prices.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know.
All right, well,
I'm asking.
Throwing it out is a good idea.
All right, fair enough. But that's why they're doing the flying force fins in bigger sizes. And you should. I mean, I'm telling you, they are cool fins. And, you know, he's nice enough to throw us a bone for each pair that's sold here at Scuba Radio, and that's always nice. But they're really, really cool fins.
You know, Greg, we did a swim test with them earlier last year, and I couldn't try those because they were too small.
Well, okay, now you'll be able to. Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We're going to have kind of a rendezvous. I don't think there will be any crabs involved. There should be just manatees.
Well, I'll be honest. Kelly,
could be a crab or two.
Kelly in the morning, a little crabby.
Crabby, is that true? Kelly's a morning person. You are a morning person, aren't you, Kelly? You're a go-getter.
Not really, but I will be for Thursday.
You will be for the manatees. Yeah, it's better to get out there early with the manatees because what they do is they come into the spring, the warm water spring, from the river water that's colder in the winter here in Florida, and that's why they congregate in these areas where you will see them. And so the colder it is, the colder, you know, and generally it's cooler in the morning, is the best time to go see and interact with the manatees because they're, you know, they're all huddled up there.
Are they smaller?
What do you mean, are they smaller?
No, they're not.
In the colder water in the morning?
No.
Haven't got that close to look, actually. But I bet you would be.
But you bet that I would be close enough to look?
No! No. Kelly, will you smack him, please?
Yes.
Just kick him in the nether regions. You know what I'm saying?
Now, she doesn't know a lot of geography.
Yeah.
That's the Netherlands he's talking about.
Right, right. That's what I meant.
We're hoping for a cold snap like on Wednesday or Tuesday to really drive these guys in.
It is supposed to be cool all week next week. And they told me that we should be in prime manatee interaction season all next week. So, you know, the reason we're going on Thursday, to be honest, is to avoid the crowds because on the weekends the place is really, really busy. And so we're going to go over there and do this thing on Thursday.
Beat
the tourist kind of thing. But, you know, even if you can, you know, if you're traveling to Florida this time of year, generally December, January, February, you have a pretty good chance to have a really nice interaction with a Florida manatee if you want to go over there to Crystal River and do this kind of thing. And, of course, next week, what we're going to do is go over there Thursday and record some stuff for the broadcast, and it'll be kind of like manatee mania. Because it's been a while since I've had a manatee encounter. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I'll share with you what happened with me probably about 5 years ago in Homosassa Springs.
Cue the old-time music. We're now having a flashback.
Kelly, here's the deal. I had never done this thing where you snorkel with the manatees in that area, right? Uh-huh. And I'd always wanted to do it. And sure enough, I get out there. They were kind of scattered out. It was a little warmer that day. And which was good for me because I am a warm water wuss.
Don't pee in the river next time.
But the downside of it was there wasn't as many manatees. They were kind of scattered out, and so you'd have to kind of go out with the boat and kind of get away from everybody and see if we'd actually come across one or two. Sure enough, I go off snorkeling by myself, and about 100 yards away from the boat and everybody else who was swimming around, and there's this big manatee and her baby. And I kind of had swam around. I literally swam up on them, didn't come after them. But all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, wait, there's a manatee. And I turn around, and the baby had swam up to me. He was probably about, I don't know, 2-3 feet in length tops.
It's cool because you have never heard how vicious mother manatees can be when protecting their children.
No, you can't.
You see the scar in his chest?
I'll tell you, you can't get between them. That's one of the big no-nos. You can't get between a mother manatee and her baby. And I wasn't. The baby manatee had swam away a little bit from the mother, maybe about 10, 15 feet, and swam up to me. And I turned around and I'm like, there's the manatee. Now, I'll tell you what happened next. It was pretty cool.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
All right, so I'm at Homosassa Springs, which is literally right next to Crystal River, where we're planning to do a little manatee experience this Thursday. And about 5 years ago, I'm snorkeling off by myself. I come across this mother manatee, and she had a calf with her. And I didn't know it at the time, but when I turned around and I looked, the calf had swam up to me, literally within, you know, a foot of my dive mask. I turn around, I'm like, oh my God, there's a baby manatee in my face. And this manatee is looking at me and squeaking, and like wee, wee, wee. I don't really remember how it said, but it sounded like a really high squeak. And like, hey dude, what's up? What are you doing here? You know? And I'm like, wow. And
it's Greg the Dive Master.
Yeah. He's like, hey, we've been waiting for you.
Are you sure that that's what it was saying and not, are you my daddy?
Well, that could have been too. I don't know. But the manatee literally swam right up to me. And like, so I reached out with my hand, open hand, real gently. And you know, he didn't back away or anything. And I touched his chin and kind of tickled his chin. And he kind of turned and he seemed like he really dug it. It was like, I'm like, no, this is so cool. And then all of a sudden I hear a lower squeak, like, ring, ring, like, Junior, get back over here. You know, this is after about 30 seconds or a minute or so of this little manatee, you know, checking me out just like I'm checking
She recognized you, in other words.
Yeah, well.
Not him.
It's like, stay away from that deadbeat. And then he kind of went off and they did their thing. But, you know, that's the kind of experience. I mean, you look right in their eye. And you really kind of get a really cool connection with them. And it's hard to describe, but it is one of the coolest things you can do as a diver or snorkeler. And Diane is on the line from Burns Underwater. She's the manager or proprietor of that operation that we're going to plan and head over there and work with on Thursday. Diane, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I know it's really busy there right now, so I thank you for taking the time to talk to us because this is peak season for manatee viewing and just having those type of encounters I just described, isn't it?
Yes, sir. My store is full of the a group that's going out with us tomorrow, a swim team that's heading out with us in the morning. We have four boats.
Yeah.
Heading out at the dawn, break of dawn.
That's right. We were talking about that the best time to go is early in the morning before not just the crowds, but because the water's warmer and or cooler in the river and it kind of brings them in overnight, right?
Exactly. When the nighttime temperatures are in the average of 40s, the manatees will come and stay in Kings Bay. If we get a stretch of warm weather where it's, you know, 50s, 60s at night and 80s in the day, they'll start moving out of the bay and upriver to feed. But that doesn't last very long this time of year. So we have a good number of manatees.
Yeah, how many is it? Because I have been told many times over the years that this area at Kings Bay there in Crystal River is the largest concentration of Florida manatees in the state or something?
That's true. That's a fact. Largest concentration because Kings Bay is only about 3 miles in diameter, 60 acres approximately of water. And how many right now? The Fish and Wildlife fly Kings Bay every other week, and I don't have this week's count, but I can tell you that in the month of early November, we broke an all-time record of 343 manatees just
wow.
in Kings Bay, and over 400 in Citrus County, which included the waters of Crystal River, Homosassa, and the power plant. That's huge. When
yeah.
I, you know, 20 years ago, if we had 100 manatees here when I first moved in this area, we thought that was wow. So they've increased overall in numbers, overall, over 3,000 on the last count, which is great news that they've increased on the West Coast and they've increased in Crystal River specifically. So we've got, that's a good report.
Yeah, that is. That's absolutely good.
So not only are they, I mean, are there more of them, but I would imagine since they're, you know, essentially Americans and have a somewhat sedentary lifestyle, they're bigger now too, aren't they? They're putting on a few pounds, aren't they?
They're chunky. Chunky and healthy. But you know what? We want to see that. We want to see fat manatees, and we want to see them mating, and we want to see them playing. And
Speak for yourself, ma'am. I don't need to see them mating, quite honestly. I'm going to pass.
Well, you know what I mean? You know what really takes place? The males are chasing the females around, and it just like looks like a big party. You just see that there's a lot of activity going on.
I've been to plenty of those parties.
We just... Exactly. Things don't change, even in the realm of the manatees.
Did they take them to a sandbar?
You know what? It's funny you should ask that, because yes, they will get water so shallow. One woman called and reported to the Fish and Wildlife that there were some injured manatees because of their odd behavior. They were in such shallow water flopping around.
Well, now I'm really excited. I have never seen a manatee mating session, maybe we'll be so lucky Thursday.
You might see some chasing, okay?
I'm thinking I bring an underwater iPod, slip in some, you know...
mood music.
Yeah.
Some Barry White.
Yeah.
Got it. I don't think that'll be necessary. They're pretty amorous. The life of a manatee is to eat, sleep, play, and mate.
Sounds like everybody in this room.
Not... If you can get away with it, that's a good lifestyle.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Now, do you think that certain groups of divers attract more amorous manatees than other groups of divers?
Oh, my goodness, that's hard to say. Probably the fat people will, you know.
Well, what?
Now I know why Greg wants me on this trip.
A bristly face will attract the manatees, sir, because then they look...
So basically you're saying manatees, when it comes to mating, the bigger the cushion, the better the pushing is their philosophy.
Well, you know, that's beauty.
They prefer a more Rubenesque.
Right? And you know what? The word manatus trichetus, and now I was told this, you can look it up, I'm sure, real quickly online, but manatus trichetus means bearded animal with breasts. Okay.
I've woke up with a couple of those over the years.
Exactly what I have had my customers say that when I told them what that meant. Oh, yeah, I dated her.
But I'm married, by the way, and that was at least 25 years ago, just in case my wife's listening. Just want to make sure I clarify that. But yeah, you know, this is cool stuff. Diane, I know you guys got a great reputation there at Birds Underwater there in Crystal River, and we're going to come over there and get a little... you know, have a little experience with you. Really appreciate you, putting out the welcome mat for the Scuba Radio crew. And
oh yeah, it's long overdue. And I thank you for saying that, because all joking aside, we do respect the manatees, and we never harass them. We show our manatee manners video, and we do everything right, with respect to the manatees and giving them their space.
Absolutely.
No pursuing will ever take place.
Yeah, well, we're going to cover more of that next week on the big show. You'll hear all about it. Birdsunderwater.com. We've already went through our own little Scuba Radio role-playing session here to help us as well. But you'll hear all about that next week. Don't miss it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
We got to get down.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I think we have a really cool manatee adventure awaiting us this week.
Get him off.
You will hear
he's
all
so
about
exciting,
it.
He's so exciting, he's stuttering.
Yeah. No room for him.
Well, I just saw Kelly's pictures of the manatees.
Humping.
Yeah, well, she didn't know that at the time, but after she just listened to Diane.
You mean they were making sex? I don't believe it.
Yeah, she's thinking she can take those photos and sell them on online for big bucks. I think, manateesex.com, something like that? No?
No.
No. Does that make it... it makes it more appealing, though, doesn't it, to go swim with them now that you know they're a little kind of, you know, on the amorous side this time of year?
For you, probably.
No, Kelly! Kelly. Yeah, it is going to be a little on the cool side, though. I mean, we did this in Guadalupe, and the water was 60 degrees or so, so we'll pull out our Pinnacle 7-mil wetsuits. We'll be good to go, right?
Yeah.
Love is
yeah.
Good.
But you, wait, you are Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model, so you're just going to wear a swimsuit, right?
I don't think so.
No, come on,
life is
Kelly.
Cold.
All right, well, we'll have to see how this goes down. We are going to record literally at least the first hour, if not the whole show, next week from Crystal River and try to give you a little taste of what it's like to go swim with the manatees this time.
Taste the manatee? Wow.
Swim with them. Tasting will be, that'll be a whole nother, we'll save that for a different type of show. But no, we're going to do that and try to give you a little insight of what it's like to do the manatee experience other than just, you know, reflect on past experiences. And Kelly's never done it before, and Pete may come along. Bill, have you ever done this? I'm thinking maybe not.
I have never swum with manatees, no.
Okay, so this will be a new experience for several people that we have as part of the crew for
good
that
stuff.
Adventure. And you know, maybe you'll learn something about it and want to come out and schedule this type of adventure for yourself. Before we wrap things up today, I want to remind you once again, February 28th, Explore Adventures Live Aboard in Saba. We have scheduled it. If you want to join us, all you have to do is go to exploreadventures.com. They got a Bring a Buddy special. It's kind of a last-minute kind of thing, so it's not really a true scuba radio, scuba cruise, but we're going, and if you have time, you want to join us, they do have a few spots left.
Just to throw this out there, I haven't been to Saba either, Greg. Just throwing it out there.
You could be my buddy, Bill. I'll bring you as my buddy.
All right, we're there.
Well, I don't think she has a buddy to bring, actually. But yeah, she's a mermaid. There's special arrangements. She counts as two. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, Angela's coming. And it'll be a party. ExploreAdventures.com. You want to come join the party, just go there, call them up, and book it today. All right, till then, remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good down, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go!